Hey, Peter, it's Mark Sobers from Lafayette, Louisiana. How you doing, my man?
Hello, Mark Sobers.
All right, how you doing?
Hanging in there.
I hear you.
Let me pull your report because I got it yesterday.
Pardon?
I said, let me pull your report because I got it yesterday. Oh, wait a minute, you're not a repair.
Yes, I am a repair.
Yeah, you are. Oh, jeez. Because we have your other stuff ready to be packed in the box, because I think you're shipping out today.
Everything?
You know, your triple charger, your whatever.
Well, here's the deal, Peter. We talked last Wednesday, and you said that you'd have my thing in the mail on Friday. You'd send me my DJI, the Fan Vision Plus. Sorry that my voice is shaking. I'm a little bit upset. So for the past week, I've been waiting to see the FedEx thing that you shipped it to me. You told me last Wednesday that it was fixed, and you said you'd ship it on Friday. That's what you said.
Right. No, your Vision is shipped.
No, it's not for ship.
Wait a minute.
Okay,
your
sure.
Your Vision is shipped. The only thing I'm supposed to ship to you, which is going out today, is your phone holder, the charger, and the prop guards.
No. The Vision that you, the shipping report that you're looking at is the original, is when I originally ordered it from you.
No, I'm talking about your repair.
Do you have the FedEx thing with the number? For the repair.
Yeah, this is for the repair.
Okay, what's the number?
This is for the repair. Let me see if they got it in here. Yeah, because if it was shipped on Friday, you should have already had it.
I understand.
You're just in Louisiana.
That's correct.
Yeah, no, I got your completed repair report saying, you know, ship this other part out to him. And I know it was shipped because it says here FedEx was $7.79.
Because when you shipped it to me originally, I got the FedEx and I was able to track it.
Right. See, because I know, like, in PayPal handles all our transactions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When we put in tracking numbers, they allow basically, it's only one tracking number we can put in. So when we have to load another tracking number to a customer, we have to add it. But we have to do it through the FedEx program.
See, here's the deal.
Because one you got here was shipped. Yeah, that one you already got. That's your original.
Yes.
Let me go now to FedEx.
Yep.
So last week would have been the 28th. All right, I'm just looking at the calendar because I got to put in your last name with ship history.
Sure.
I mean, with ship date. So, come on.
Because sending a repair has nothing to do with PayPal.
No, the tracking number does. We can only load on one tracking number for a repair. I mean, for anything that we're sending to a customer. That's the only one of the downsides to using PayPal.
What, like I said, but the repair has nothing to do with PayPal.
No, we use PayPal to create a label, sir.
Okay. So you're saying that PayPal, if somebody orders something from you today and tomorrow and the day after, and you send them out recording accordingly, you can only use that one tracking number?
There's only room for one tracking number.
Okay.
Unless I do three separate orders. But your repair was a warranty.
Right.
So there was no exchange of money, you know what I'm saying?
I do.
So it wasn't a separate invoice where I can now create a label for that invoice. You were zero.
Okay.
Mark, I apologize. I have to ask my wife here how to get this tracking number for you.
Okay. Here's the deal, Peter. Is, like I said, you talked with me last Wednesday, 9 days ago, and you said,
right.
And you said, I'm putting it in the mail on Friday. I've never received anything from FedEx, and also another thing is I bought my Vision Plus from you for $1,556, which includes that and also an extra battery and extra charger. It's almost a
right.
month, and all I'm looking at is two sets of propellers, a battery charger, the manual, and the if you go to a foreign country, you have those adapters.
Yeah. No, I understand, sir.
Okay, but and also another thing too, is we talked on Monday, and you said I'll call you back in an hour. And this is Friday now, Friday morning, and basically, you know, you're a really nice guy, and you tell me how you're all swamped and everything like that, but basically, I can't believe anything you say, because we're way into it. And you've said things, and nothing has come to pass. Nothing. So what?
All right, Mrs. Sobers, I will take care of this for you today.
But like I said,
I assure you of that.
I can't. Oh, so what am I going to get by 5 o'clock this afternoon? Or actually, what am I going to get, and how soon?
Two tracking numbers: one for the repair, and then one for the stuff that was owed to you: the prop cards, the charger, the phone holder. You know, the phone holder bracket.
And also another battery and another charger, which I've never received. And the prop guards. I'm sorry. The prop guards, too.
I just said that to you.
Okay. But
I said prop guards, the other charger,
mm-hmm.
the phone bracket holder.
And another... Oh, I'm sorry. I do have that two extra batteries. But
right.
Do you understand where I'm coming? What would you do if
yes,
you were?
Yes, I do.
What
I
would,
really do, sir.
What would
and
you?
I apologize for it.
What would you do if you were in my shoes? Would you keep believing me, or would I look over on the where the things are sitting and I see, you know, you've never fulfilled the order and it's almost a month later.
Like I said, I apologize, Mark. I will take care of this today. By 5 o'clock, you will have two tracking numbers.
You said all you have to do is ask your wife what the tracking number is?
Well, just where she, you know, where she has it.
Is she
looking in your history here. I don't see it.
Unless
I'm missing it. I don't know.
Is she around?
The shipping and everything.
Is she around?
No, she isn't. I'd be asking her right now.
Okay, well, you know what? Tell you what. Give her a call. Get the information. Give me a call back, then I hope to hear back from you within an hour. Otherwise, like I said, I can't believe anything you say, Peter. And trust me, I hate to say that. You know, Jim.
I understand that.
Jim Bowers told me, he goes, hey, you can buy a drone from anybody, a Demon Seed. You can buy a drone from anybody. But go with this guy because he provides excellent customer service. Is what's gone on so far excellent customer service in your estimation?
I understand that, Mark. All right?
Okay.
So I will take care of this. I will talk to you within the hour.
Thank you so very much.
You got it.
Bye-bye.